Hi everyone, this is Samantha at the Life You Love blog, and I thought I would try something new. I know a lot of people these days prefer to watch videos or hear audio recordings of the materials that they're really consuming. So I thought I would also offer this option for my How I Manifested $1,000 in 3 days post, okay? This is a true story. I'm really excited to share it with y'all because I think it's something that everyone can do. So first, I just want to go into what I even mean by manifesting. And the best way that I can think to describe it is it's kind of like when you pray and you ask for help. So you'll ask God or your higher power for something. You promise that you're willing to work for it. You show how dedicated you are, that you really want it. And then you tell God or the universe that it's in their hands. You trust that they're going to provide for you. And that's basically how manifesting is. But for me, I believe it comes from the universe. I'm a spiritualist. But when you set your intentions to manifest something, you're showing the universe or your higher power that you truly want what you're manifesting. You truly trust the universe to take care of you in the way, and this is important, that is best for you and in the best time for you, okay? It doesn't always happen in 3 days or even 2 weeks or even a year. It's all about timing, and the universe, God, whatever you believe in, has that perfect timing, okay? So I wanted to tell you guys about how I personally manifested $1,000 in 3 days. And it was actually pretty simple. I'm going to tell you the resource that I used in just a second. But first, I just wanted to, tell you my story. So I had a day off from work last week. I actually had the entire week off because they just didn't schedule me. I was pretty stressed because obviously, no work hours means no money. So I called my mom and we were talking, and we talked for almost 4 hours. We talked about everything. We talked about how everyone's doing, how we're trying to eat better and be better versions of ourselves, future vacations, all kinds of things. We eventually did talk about some student loans and a little bit of debt, and I told my mom basically that I wasn't really concerned. I was stressed, but I knew that I'd be okay. I didn't have to take out loans for undergraduate, and if I had to for graduate school, that's okay. We did talk about debt, but we talked about it in the sense that we talked about some strategies and some ideas that will, help me feel like I'm doing enough, that I'm doing enough with what I thought wasn't enough. So, we did things like look through my statements and see where I could have not spent that money on something I didn't need and directed its purpose towards something else. And it was really pleasant and uplifting for me, especially because I felt like I was ready to, kind of repurpose my money from things I didn't really want or need to things that I really do want and really do need. And I felt like I was ready to take control of my life by letting go of control, okay? I was ready to take control of my life by letting go of control. It sounds so strange. But when you let go of control, you're really showing the universe, God, your higher power, that you're ready. You are open to receive. When we got off the phone, I immediately opened my notebook and pulled up my ebook version of this self-help money manifestation book called Unleash Your Inner Money Babe, okay? It's a self-help book and workbook. It shows you how to manifest $1,000 in 21 days, okay? You can set your goal as high as you want, but she recommends, and when I say she, I mean Catherine, she's the author of the book. She says $1,000 in 21 days is a good first goal, especially if you're not used to this, because your manifestation has to be believable. So when you're manifesting, that doesn't include money that you expect or money that you receive from regular income, okay? Just out of the blue, unexpected money. So I got off the phone with my mom, I opened up my book and read the information for day 3, which was the day I was on. I started the task for the day, which she calls Money Babe Action. And it was to list five feelings that I will experience when I manifest $1,000 in 21 days and then actually feel them. You gotta actually feel these emotions that you write down. Okay, I wrote the list. I imagined what it would actually feel like, and I imagined that I had the money. I was able to use it, and I thought about how I would feel once I had it. I think the whole thing took maybe 2 minutes, tops. I mean, it was super quick. So I closed my laptop where the ebook was on. I closed my notebook where I was taking notes, and my mom called. And I kind of freaked out because we had just talked, so I thought something bad had happened. And she said she didn't feel like she'd done enough by talking to me. She told me that she and my dad were gifting me $1,000, okay? I basically just stuttered, I stammered, and I freaking bawled my eyes out. I cried so hard. I'd never mentioned the book to my mom. I never said, oh, I'm trying to manifest $1,000 out of the blue. So now I told her about the book. I told her that I was manifesting $1,000 in 3 weeks, and she told me, you know, wow, that's crazy. And she had actually debated on how much to give me, but basically, no matter what numbers she put in her mind, $1,000 kept popping back in there. You know, and she told me, you know, she believes in what I believe, everything happens for a reason, and it was a really great feeling, and I cried and cried. I thanked her a bunch. I really just don't know what to say any more than thank you, and I love you, and I mean, it was just amazing. My parents have always been really, really, really sweet, big givers. I've always had a hard time receiving. I told the universe that I was ready to receive, and I had a manifestation goal. The universe answered through my parents, and I was not in the position to say no or to refuse that money. So my whole point with this story is that you can do this too. Okay, you can use manifestation even if you're atheist, if you're Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, spiritualist. You can replace manifest with pray if you'd like. In the end, I believe that the same thing happens, the same thing. You know, we're all searching for a connection to our higher power, and we're all searching to be taken care of in our own ways. Okay, I totally recommend going on Amazon and purchasing your copy of Unleash Your Inner Money Babe, okay? I don't care if it's an ebook or a physical copy. If you do get the ebook, she has these really cool bonuses. Well, she has it for either one. But the ebook also has a journal that you can print out. So you can either write it in your own journal like I do or use this printout that she created. Do exactly what the book says. Mean every damn thing that you do or say. Okay, you owe yourself that much. You will be rewarded for it. You deserve this. Trust me, I seriously thought there's no freaking way this will actually work. I was so confused because I didn't know where that money would come from. I didn't understand how you could just pull money out of thin air. But I decided I was going to trust and put my heart and soul into this manifestation thing. And I never once thought that my parents would be the way, you know, the kind of channel that my money was manifested through. I never thought that. I just can't explain how amazing this story was and, you know, how amazing this experience was for me. And I really think that if you are looking to manifest things that you desire, it doesn't have to be money. You can really benefit from this book. She breaks it down each day. She tells you step by step what to do, and she gives you actionable steps. Which I really like. So, you know, go on Amazon. I'll leave a link to it in my blog post and check it out. See if you like it. A lot of women have been using this. I've seen people post on her Facebook group, which I'll also link to. And, you know, they're posting people like me, oh, I got $1,000 in 3 days, to people saying, you know, wow, I got $11,000 by the end of my 3 weeks and I'm still going. And either way is totally fine. You know, your plan and your purpose and your timing is different than everyone else's, okay? So, yeah, thanks for listening or reading, whatever you preferred to do. And come back next time and we'll talk about something else, all right?